This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The Secretary of State. Can you name the Secretary of State?
I don't know how to say his last name.
Alexei Janulius.
Janulius, yes.
It was Jesse White for like 100 years.
Yep.
He said that most plates that are requested are approved, like personalized plates.
Right.
But some fail to meet the standards of good taste and decency. What does that mean in the state of Illinois? We'll give you the definition a little bit later in the program. You get the full list at nauticator.com. All right. How are you? Good to see you. You're back.
Good to
you were
see
someplace
you.
Sunny.
Back. I was in Florida.
How was the weather? Because it's been cold down
actually,
there.
It was wonderful.
Good.
80s, sunny.
I'm not going to begrudge you that.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be your welcome home.
Yes.
I hope you got the chance to recharge a little bit.
I did a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of news going on.
A lot of news breaking.
Yeah. Congrats to Britt.
Yes,
we talked about
excited.
That with Topper a little earlier today,
yes.
But for the whole family.
Yes.
Now, Topper said he's a made man at Curly's KC Hall.
Oh, yeah.
If you win.
You can go downhills pretty fast.
I'm saying no pressure. I'm good. But, you know, that's great. I was super happy for him.
Yes, he's had quite a career and very dedicated to the youth in this town. And so I'm very excited.
And it's like kind of cool to see kind of next generation, right?
Yeah, because, of course, our daughters went there. My husband's entire family, his mom. And so our grandchildren will be fourth generation. And to have Britt there will be pretty amazing.
Your husband got his nickname there.
Yeah, Biggie. From tuna.
It was way before Biggie Smalls, too, by the way.
He does have a vanity plate that says Biggie.
Yes, I know. He's like original OG. That's we love it. All right, well, welcome back. Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. We have every week, we've had great stuff. We started off with the Prep Academy grant announcement, which was really cool. Last week, we talked about the Night to Shine event, which is coming up with Macon Resources and GT Church and I think First Christian. They combined to put that together with the Tim Tebow Foundation, which is really cool. And then we're now going to talk about the Decatur Area Arts Council. Now, Nick is on the board of the Decatur Area Arts Council. Now, you're on the board because you went through the board training?
That is correct. In that room at the Arts Council, if you want to just keep this inception thing going on.
It's a small town.
Yes, a lot of linkage.
I'm bringing this up only because don't you have a new board governance class?
It's coming up in March, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it does really, that's like that speed dating with community organizations and we get you matched up.
So Nick, for just quickly here, describe your experience with that and how it works and for anybody else. Because I think there's people that are intimidated or they don't really know what the role is or how much time or what they're supposed to do. And we need people to step up and serve.
Yeah, I would say that that class, first of all, full endorsement from me for whatever that's worth. I had a different idea of what being on a board would be like or what I would be doing with it. And what I learned in that class, you know, it was taught by Bruce Nims. I learned that really I had a bigger responsibility. The amount of work wasn't what I thought it would be, but I have a responsibility to help make sure that everything's on track. And I learned how to do that through that class. It showed me what to be looking for, how to go about it. And the class wasn't very hard. Natalie, can you tell me, was there like three or four?
It's three sessions.
Three sessions, mm-hmm. Each broken down, very digestible and very comprehensive with room to ask questions. And I can't suggest it enough. I was fully prepared to join the two boards instantly because of it.
And so then how did that connection happen?
They will circulate the name. They'll collect your name. In my case, I already sort of had eyeballed and had conversations, but they'll circulate your name and pair you up with your interest with organizations that are looking for people like you or your skill set or your expertise. And she called it speed dating. It's not even that. It's just matchmaking and done.
All right.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, great. So I remember you speaking very highly of that when you went through the process.
Yeah, and anybody can reach out to me. I'll talk to you about it if you want to know more. It changed my whole approach.
And so now you're on the United Way board
and the Arts Council,
the
which
Arts
I had
Council.
Last night.
Yeah. All right. So that's a long-winded introduction to our other guest in the studios. But when you think about the arts in this community, and Jamie, good morning. It's good to see you again.
Good morning.
You're the gallery coordinator. Is that right?
That's correct.
Can I get you to pull that microphone up just a little? A little closer. There you go. All right. So how often do you switch out the gallery?
We have exhibits every month.
Okay.
Except for in the summer when we have a 2-month exhibit.
All right. So every 30 days or so, I can come in and see new art.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. How far out is that planned? I mean, like, do you know, like, what June is going to be now? Or is that sort of month to month? How does that work?
Yeah. So right now I'm booked through 2024.
Wow.
Pretty much. We have a few possibilities for flexing and adjusting as we go, but 2023 is totally in place.
Okay. And what do you look for? I mean, you know, what's the collaboration? I mean, how do you put a plan like that together?
Well, it's two part. The first part is I just go through applications. So we encourage artists to apply. We don't charge for the application. So all they need to do is send me an email or go to our website and fill out the application, and then I'll take a look at their work and we can start that conversation.
And what is the web address?
It's decaturarts.org.
Okay, that they can find that application there.
That's correct. And then the other part is that for a group show like this, we come up with a concept and then we start looking for artists to fit that bill.
Okay, and then what is there a mix of trying to do local, Midwest, other countries? I mean, how do you sort all that out?
So we focus, as far as international things, we focus on that more in the summer when okay. we have a little more time. But for my part, I grew up here. I think there's a lot of resources right here within the Decatur area. So anytime I can showcase an artist within our local area, I will take that opportunity.
Absolutely. I think one of my favorites that they've done over the years is when they just take from personal collections and they get kind of an eclectic yes. mix from art that local people own.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to do that again.
So. Isn't that surprising? Like how much is just out there that you don't know about?
It's amazing. And people often will invite me to their home to view their collections. And yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah, amazing. All right. So Natalie, from what I understand, the first of its kind for the Decatur Area Arts Council this in Black History Month. It's going to be featuring all Black artists.
Exactly.
And what's the Community Foundation's role in this?
We were just talking, actually. An artist was in over the summer, Doug Johnson, and I fell in love with the piece. Matt went in and bought it as a surprise. Jamie was part of the surprise. So then we started asking about what future shows are coming up.
Yeah.
And this is exactly something I'm interested in. The foundation supports, and we are happy to bring this to Decatur.
All right. So that's great. I will tell you, we have our very own Preston Jackson, you know, who has contributed, although he lives in Peoria now, his family's still here, and he was an Eisenhower kid. And I saw two brand new statues last night for the first time.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I didn't even know they were coming.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're just there at the new ag facility that Preston did in his signature style, which is very cool. So what kind of art will we be seeing in February?
So this... this exhibit is entitled Storytellers, and so it's a nod to the art of storytelling, which has a long tradition in African culture, but also to the concept that art is in its essence, whether it's performing art or 2D art, it is telling a story. So in this exhibit, we invited artists. We just wanted to create a platform where they could say whatever they wanted to say and just open that up to them. So we invited a bunch of Black artists, anybody who could and would participate. And primarily in this one, we'll see 2D work. But we also invited them to tell the story in words as well. So that kind of removes the barriers for those who want to visit but maybe aren't as familiar with the art world. There's no interpretation required here because they've already spelled it out for us.
Okay. And then this is, I'm assuming all February, will there be some sort of opening night thing or, you know, the details around that?
Absolutely. So February 3rd from 5 to 7 p.m., we'll have an opening reception. Many of the artists will be there. We will have a live musician, a Decatur artist named Tebe Zalango, and he'll be performing in the gallery. And then we have hired a professional storyteller to come and tell his stories. During the day, we'll be at Hope Academy, thanks to the Community Foundation, and performing for some of the students there. But in the evening, at the opening event, he will also perform to our guests. And then we'll follow it up by a drum circle led by Kareem Williams up on our third floor space.
That sounds like a blast. That is a part of your Friday gallery walk, right?
That's correct. And I want to point out that the public is welcome to bring their own drums and participate. It is a participatory event.
I don't have any drums. Do you have drums?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course Nick has drums.
Please come.
You also will have Blue Connection and Gallery 510 that evening participating. If you haven't been down for those Friday night things, they're just really cool. Laid back, great art, great people. I find that I enjoy generally, like, I don't enjoy people in an NFL stadium, but every time I go to the Arts Council for one of these things, it's like my vibe.
Curiosity. It's art. It's people talking about art, sharing their experience.
And they have lines since 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, the violin that's going to be there. And then the spoken word, I was told he's bringing a friend who's going to accompany him with some drums as he's talking. Just, you know, some little accents and everything. So it's a full comprehensive evening. Some food and stuff like that as well.
All right. And then what is Midday Music?
So Midday Music is a partnership between the Arts Council and Millikan University. And what we typically do is showcase a faculty member before the faculty recital. In this case, we're using that platform as a closing event for our exhibit. So on February 22nd from 12:15 to 12:45, just a short concert over the lunch hour, we have invited Shanoa Murphy, who's a classical violinist, to come in and perform, not only perform for us, but also educate us on Black composers throughout history.
Okay, so that happens like 12:15 in the afternoon, right?
That's right, and people are welcome to bring their lunch and just enjoy that during the concert.
All right, and you guys do the field trips as well. If you've got a teacher out there that wants to do something special for Black History Month, there's a way to do sort of a whole guided tour, right?
Absolutely. Our field trips encompass a guided tour and discussion of the artwork, as well as a hands-on project that the group can take home with them. And those are open to school kids or adult groups.
Okay. Not bad, not bad. All right, I'm sorry you came back just in time for the snow.
I'm kind of excited about it, yeah, because I'm thinking we might have a snow day.
yeah. Right, we have a whole definition.
Not just
a different
students
definition
and teachers,
of snow day.
CEOs, too.
Yeah. I'm like supposed to come in overnight, like work from home.
Yeah, well, we know we can do that now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not as big a deal. Well, kudos for being the title sponsor for the exhibit this month. And as you guys continue to reach out and be a part of every part of this community, people have noticed, and it's just fantastic. I love it. Jamie, welcome back anytime. Look forward to seeing the new exhibit. What's left for January? Just if people want to get out before, what's in right now?
Right now we have the middle school exhibit that is hosted by Gallery 510. We call it the Young Artist Showcase.
And Nick, did you get it? Have you perused any of that work?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or did you just go right to your board meeting?
No, I've been over and seen it. Also, hey, there's one other crossover that happened here. The wish list that the Community Foundation has, you know, the Arts Council was recipient of multiple of their wishes granted just by putting it on there. People saw what it is that the Arts Council was looking for and helped out. Something as simple as a piano blanket or a music stand, or contributing towards a bigger project like, you know, updating their digital presence. So
yeah, BaconCountyGives.org. Yeah. You can check out the wish list, which I think is really cool. I look at it a couple of times a week just to see movement. And it's great because it's the easiest way for you to make a donation about what you're passionate about. Just simply do it. I mean, it's just easy as can be. And then don't forget DecaturArts.org if you want to find out more about the upcoming event. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.